Alaska's United States Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski reintroduced legislation yesterday to preserve the Coast Guard cutter Storrs for use as a maritime museum in Juneau. The bill would transfer ownership of the Storrs from the U.S. government to the nonprofit Storrs Museum, headed up by a group of Juneau residents. Attorney Joe Geldof is a member of the museum's board of directors. He says the legislation is a big step toward bringing the ship to the capital city.
Because the Storrs was commissioned by the United States of America, it takes an act of Congress to transfer it to the museum. And that's what the legislation's about. We have to do some more fundraising and work cooperatively with the city and borough of Juneau to make a home for the Storrs. But this is an important milestone on the path to obtaining the vessel and establishing a maritime museum in Juneau.
Congressman Don Young plans to introduce a companion bill in the U.S. House. Similar legislation was included in earlier versions of last year's Coast Guard authorization bill, but it was removed shortly before the bill passed Congress. It's not certain if this new legislation will be able to pass as a standalone measure or if it too will become part of a larger bill.